Game number one goes to the Columbus Blue Jackets. A 2-0 shutout. It is the first shutout in the playoffs in the history of the Columbus Blue Jacket. Penalty's almost over. Kapanen is now back on the ice. So it's 6-on-5 now, and Kapanen is getting back in the play as the puck's tipped down the ice off the stick of Seth Jones into the empty net, and that makes it 3-0 Toronto. Tavares is in front trying to get open. Morgan Riley, Tyson Barrie, the crowd forms in front of the net. Here's Tavares from the slot, stripped of the puck, and Alexander Texier takes off, moves the puck ahead. Dubois in, backhander scores! A hat-trick goal and a game winner for Pierre-Luc Dubois. And Columbus has completed a stunning comeback to beat the Leafs.
It is Sportsfeld Storytime. We are looking back all over the year that was 2020. It was an unbelievable year of very weird sporting situations. We are going through some of the big moments, picking some individual games to look back on, because we've looked back into the history of some of these teams quite a bit. We've looked very deeply back. We've done a bunch of 90s stuff. We did some early 2000s stuff, but it was such a strange year, and we went from nothing at all happening to so many things happening at once that we thought we'd take some time at the end of our weeks to look back and think of some things we enjoyed. If you missed it last week, we talked about the Blue Jays' 10-run inning against the Yankees that solidified them as a team that could, if you expanded the playoffs far enough, make the playoffs and play two games in the playoffs, which they did successfully. Today, we look back to a team that, boy, I don't know how to say it, if it was unfair or if it was just about right. The Toronto Maple Leafs, who played 70 games and then waited 5 months and then had a do-or-die five-game series against the Columbus Blue Jackets. This was very, 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 very Maple Leafy, where they managed to get shut out and then threw a shutout and then lost in overtime and then looked all for naught in game four, down 2-1 in a best of five, first to three. They were absolutely left for dead in this game. Fans were jumping off the bandwagon at lightning speed. Players were getting traded on Twitter mid-game. The Maple Leafs fell behind 3-0 and then, of course, came back to win in dramatic fashion. We remember this as, I think I would say, the most memorable Leafs game of the 2020 calendar year. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would say, like, despite the circumstances, this is probably one of the most memorable Leaf games the last, I don't know, 5 years. Because, like, I guess they haven't had a lot of, like, maybe against a couple of the games against Washington in 2016 or 17 were exciting. But, like, for the most part, they haven't really had a lot of memorable games despite pushing the first round to 7 games twice. Like, those Boston series were just kind of what they were. And then it was always tempered with the fact that, oh, can they beat Boston, blah, 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 blah. And then there was, you know, a decisive game 5 win a couple years back, but we knew that they was probably going to go to 7 games. And once we got to game 7, it was like, well, that's that. You could argue that game 7 against Boston in 2018 was a good one, but they lost. So I don't know how memorable you want it to be from a Leafs fan perspective, but this was like, had this not been completely tempered by losing game 5 handily and being eliminated from the postseason, I think this could have been looked back as like a Leafs equivalent of the it was 4-1 game from 2013. Like, this was an unbelievable comeback and an unbelievable moment for the team. And like, we've talked in this show many times of just like, you just want this team to give a shit. And it's like, finally they gave a shit. And like, if there was any game to push them to a new level, to make them give a shit, to make them a team that could actually make some noise and play to the level they are on paper, it was this. And then the fact that they came out and threw such a stinker in game 5, I feel like this is going to be one of those like great forgotten Maple Leaf games. Kind of like how we look at maybe the Marco Estrada game against the Royals, or to be a little more specific, how we look at Jose Bautista's two home runs in game six against the Royals, of these like amazing things that should go on to live in the memories of in a positive way in our hearts and heads as sports fans of Toronto teams forever. But then we're tempered by the fact that immediately after it all got fucked up.
It was an extremely leafy series, down to the fact that like they shouldn't have been in it in the first place, right? It was like, it's easy to point to like, well, Columbus wasn't even a top eight team. Or you could say the Maple Leafs, you know, if they didn't hit those awful skids under Babcock, they probably should have been a little higher and not even in this. It was a lot of, oh yeah, you know what it was? I remember now. It's if they hadn't lost to the Zamboni driver. It was one of those things where you could see it coming, not the comeback win, but you could see game three and game two coming, game one a mile away. Them getting shut out and looking terrible in game one, of course. Them winning your belief back with a 3-0 win in game two, of course. Getting their heart broken in game three with Pierre-Luc Dubois finishing off a hat trick. Of course, you knew all of these things were coming. And then, you know, I feel like we may have even talked about this around the time this happened, but man, they looked so bad in the first half of this game.
It was like, I remember this was when sort of COVID was lesser in Toronto.
Crazy.
So we were able to be outside with people. I watched this at our friend Kara's house in her backyard. We dragged her and our friend Jacob Kramer, and I dragged the TV out to the backyard and plugged it in through the window so we could sit in the backyard and watch a sport together, which was very nice because it was like this, and like it was Leafs or Raptors Boston in the regular season bubble game, and the Jays were playing. Like, it was a good, like, I think it was a Friday night. Like, it was a good sports day to be in Toronto, and then the Raptors got absolutely smoked. But it was still Raptors-Boston. The Raptors were undefeated in the bubble at that point, so there was lots of hype behind that game. But also, this was like an elimination game for the playoffs. Like, obviously, we're going to watch this. And I think the Raptors game started about an hour later. And I'll tell you, we flipped that Raptors game when it started. Because... the Leafs looked exactly like the team we have criticized for not giving a shit, facing elimination, and just like nothing there.
Unbelievable. Boy, oh boy. It started off, Cam Atkinson scored 4 minutes in, and it's like, oh, of course. Why wouldn't they score 4 minutes into this game? Vladislav Gavrikov scores, and like, this is so Leafy. 4 minutes into the second, 2-0. And then, man, Columbus, I can't even describe to you now, even months later at being removed from it, how not fun it was to watch the Columbus Blue Jackets in playoff hockey.
Morgan Riley with the puck. Look at Columbus. Just trying to take away any room in the neutral zone. Foligno stepped up and took away the puck to Boone Jenner. And alone scores! Trapped them, got the turnover. And take a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, this game felt like one of those, you're just kind of fighting against a brick wall. Not in the sense like their defense and goaltending was so good, but in the sense that just like watching it was, you're just waiting for, because only like 1-0, 2-0 for most of this game. So it's just like waiting for something from the Leafs, waiting for them to do fucking anything that could show that there's some life and fight to stave off elimination. And it just didn't happen.
Boone Jenner scores with just over 5 minutes left in the third period. And that is it. Maple Leafs fans. It was Mitch Marner needs to get traded was the big one.
Yep.
You know, blow the whole thing up. I think Morgan Riley caught a couple strays in this time. Like the people were, and I think you and I discussed this at the time, people were treating this like it was the worst Leafs game they'd ever seen in their lives.
It was really bizarre in that sense, in the sense of like this kind of weird playoffs that like I guess was the best they could have done. Like, I don't have a problem with the format really in the circumstance, but like was weird and wasn't normal. Everyone being like, this is, and they said it after game five too. It's like, this is the end. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. It's like, do you remember the last fucking like literally 60 years?
Regular, the rest regular playoff seasons that they were embarrassing.
but that, as being a hypocrite as I always am, I will not lie. When Cam Atkinson scored, or was it, did Atkinson get the third one?
Boone Jenner gets the third one.
Boone Jenner. When Boone Jenner got the third one, we turned this game off.
Of course.
It was 3-0 with 5 minutes to go, and we were like, no way. It's done. And then a couple minutes later, I just checked my phone. So I was curious, checked the score app, and all of a sudden it was 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just like, I didn't believe that I saw it. Like, I thought it was a glitch.
Right.
Like, that's not it. So we were thankfully able to flip back in time for the tying goal. But it was just, it was that kind of being like, and the feeling of turning off wasn't even like, well, this is over, whatever. It was like, I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck this team.
That is true. I guess being a little harsh, it was like, you're just like, I fucking hate watching this team, and I'm done for the year. Like, it was like you're almost happy that it was over, so you could stop falling for it.
And to your point, the Blue Jackets play such an unattractive, uninteresting brand of hockey that, like, at least, even though like losing the Bruins is always painful and I hate them, at least those series have like skill and movement in them,
right?
And like, you can recognize that it's like exciting playoff hockey. The fucking Blue Jackets series was just no fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh God, just let this be over.
Just under 4 minutes left. It's William Nylander 3-1. Some Bronx cheers, some very sarcastic, oh, here they come, eye roll. But then, just a few minutes later, it's John Tavares. He goes top KO, top cage, as my wife would say. Now it's 3-2.
That Tavares goal also, like, underratedly extremely nice.
Awesome.
Like, an extremely good shot.
Absolutely awesome. And then, absolutely scrambling, looking for absolutely anything, it's Zach Hyman, 19, 37, 43 seconds left in regulation. Zach Hyman scores from Matthews and Nylander. It is 3-3. It's not the prettiest, but they all count. Absolute bedlam. Everyone in Maple Leafs Nation is back on board. It's buds all day. And then we go to overtime, and the Maple Leafs get a power play. And that means it's time for Poppy. It's Austin Matthews, his third point of the game. He finishes with assists on the last two regulation goals and then scores the OT winner, because that's what Austin Matthews does, Jake, is he scores fucking huge goals.
For Toronto in overtime, and a chance to win the game and force game five. Blue Jackets win the draw. Riley Nash got it, but they don't get the clear. Riley holds the puck in. Centering pass, Tavares right in front. Quick shot, score! Kasperi Kapanen. Matthews. Sorry, it was Austin Matthews coming off that wing and pounded it in.
It was like, that was, so when I was rewatching the game to do this episode, my memory of it is that the Leafs won like immediately.
No.
Like the power play was like 2 minutes in and we were done. 13, it took 10. Like 13 minutes. There you go. And it was one of those weird, it was very weird as a Leafs fan being on the other side of the collapse.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of like, usually we're collapsing and overtime is like, just get it over with. Like, just let them beat us. We know what's coming. Like, in against Boston, 2013, after it was 4-1, like, we all knew the Leafs weren't going to win that game in overtime.
Yes.
It was like, just let it happen. Whatever. Who cares? This, being on the opposite, but still being the Leafs, was very odd because it was, we had all the momentum. We had just, they had collapsed. We had it all. But it was still like, they're going to fucking blow this. Like, there's no winning as a Leafs fan. It's either get it over with, we're going to lose, or get it over with, we're going to lose.
Yes.
Doesn't matter how we get there. But Austin Matthews.
Austin fucking Matthews. A beautiful goal and just enough to get everybody back on the hook. That's the beautiful thing about the Maple Leafs.
Yeah. And we were, I remember you and I were like, they're going to win game five.
Why wouldn't they win game five?
Right. They had all the, again, they had all the momentum. They had the great comeback. They were going to win that game and they didn't.
Ah, Maple Leafs lose game five, 3-0. Jonas Korpisalo, 33 save shutout. Alas, that's the last we have seen of the Maple Leafs in 2020. They're probably around the corner, but that's how they go out. But we will remember the huge, huge plays down the stretch. The Tavares goal, the Matthews winner with the Tavares sauce on the pass. A fun game. Overall, a fun game. That is sort of how I would like to remember the 2020 Maple Leafs, but I know that I won't. I'll remember them as endlessly frustrating. I remember them more game one and game five than I will game four, unfortunately.
Absolutely. Unquestionably.
That wraps it up for another week here on Sportsfeld Storytime. We are going to continue rolling forward the rest of the month and look back at some of our favorite games of 2020. If you have a suggestion what you want us to talk about as we look back at anything, we'll look back, we'll watch anything. I mean that deeply in my soul. I will watch absolutely anything if you want us to. Drop it in the Discord. We will get to it and we will put it on the docket. In the meantime, we thank you very much for listening to Sportsfeld Storytime.